This is CliffCentral.com.
So what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gilmore Tea Vibe live here on CliffCentral.com. We are broadcasting straight from the capital city of Zimbabwe. It's called Harare, the Sunshine City. And it's very exciting because this time's show, actually this afternoon's show, is different from the other ones that I've well put together with Swarelo in it. And unfortunately, I don't have Swarelo this week. I am joined by a live mannequin. His name is Marcus Zhinabashi. You've got 100 names. What are the other two names?
Oh, the other one is Kumbirai. Uh-huh. And the other one is Nyashadzashi.
Nyashadzashi?
Yeah.
I just wonder how you used to handle that in high school. I mean, in primary school, trying to master your first name first, your second name, your third name, your last name. Your parents should have been out of their minds to give you such names.
Well, I'm grateful because at least all of those names, they mean something.
What do they mean? Okay, tell me about the Marcus. What does Marcus mean, actually?
Well, it's derived from Marcus Garvey, so at least that's a plus.
But what does Marcus mean?
Well, I'll check that on the dictionary, though.
All right, the second one, Kumbi. Kumbirai, right?
Kumbirai is actually Kumbirai Nyashadzashi, so it's one full name like that, but it's broken into two. Okay. So Kumbirai Nyashadzashi is ask the grace of God.
Okay.
So basically that's that, and then Marcus. Big
By the way, this is what Shona people do in Zimbabwe, just in case you don't know anything about Zimbabwe. Shona people give you 1,000 names. My mother's last name is so long. I just wonder, I mean, what the parents were thinking when they gave a long first name and the last name. But hey, my grandparents, bless you. Bless your souls. So if you want to hear anything about Zimbabwe or anything Zimbabwean, please tune into the Gilmore T Vibe. And of course, I'm your host, Gilmore T, the global citizen. Make sure you use the hashtag GT EEE5, and remember, let's talk them. So welcome. We are going to just look through some things that happened in Zimbabwe. A lot of things have been happening. Like always, Zimbabwe is such an interesting series of events, and we should have our own reality TV show in Zimbabwe, I think.
I think it's high time.
I think as a country, we just need to have our reality TV show. Keeping up with the Kardashians is nothing to what's happening in Zimbabwe. So I'm just going to read some headlines of what's making the news in Zimbabwe. So I saw an article in the Chronicle that was saying, not even in the Chronicle, in some newspaper online, I can't remember the name. It says tables turn against former police commissioner General Augustine Chihuri as car case hots up. So the article read, a lawyer representing Harare businessman Big Man Pachirera, who is demanding $2.9 million from retired Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri, has revealed how he was approached with a settlement plan to return some of the property allegedly forcibly taken by the ex-police boss. After 23 years of enforcing law and order as the country's top policeman, the tables turned against the former Police Commissioner General after he was forced to retire, with Pachirera accusing him of impounding 5 cars and later changing ownership into his name while still heading the Zimbabwe Republic Police ZRP. Shame, man. Shame.
Dang, what can I say, man? But I say he got it coming, though.
Yeah, no, but then, you know, this is funny because these guys used to be at the top of all these laws and rules that they set for us to follow. But then now, looking down, not even years, down a few weeks, down a few months, all this is happening to them.
Well, for me, I think when I look at it, mm-hmm. I'm the happiest man about it, because some of the things that have happened, why the police, practically somebody get a bribe over the car window, mm-hmm. and we as passengers sitting on the combi, you'll be like, how did that just happen? And mm-hmm. you can't say something, because if you say something, they are the law, they are the force, so at the end of the day, it is what it is. You have to appreciate that.
So would you say that the Mugabe regime actually created a very scary environment? Because I don't remember anyone being able to express themselves or to even talk about the president in public, because it was always like a very scary environment during that government. Do you think so?
I think so, because we can look back at a scenario like Itai Dzamara. Itai Dzamara mm-hmm. spoke publicly in first trip, mm-hmm. and a couple of weeks later, somehow
he disappeared.
And up until today, everybody's been asking, where is he? Itai Dzamara. Mm-hmm. So that also kind of created a war vibe that you can't say something. These are certain topics, you discuss them behind closed doors.
But now you find that a lot of people are talking about issues that have to do with the government, the president, very much openly. Do you think because of this whole new dispensation, we have created like a free environment? Are we anywhere close to freedom of expression in Zimbabwe?
As far as freedom is concerned, mm-hmm. I think it's we're now at least a step ahead from where we were.
Okay.
Because looking at it back then, you couldn't say anything, you couldn't tweet nothing, you couldn't Facebook anything that you do at the end of the day.
Oh well, now the president is on Twitter, so we can tweet him.
We can tweet him and say, "I just seen this and this and ABCD."
Uh-huh.
And given that, and also the way, the direction that the president also is taking,
yeah.
it's also allowing everybody at the end of the day to say, "Okay, it's all good."
Yeah.
We had our march, which every Zimbabwean citizen did. March for
well,
the
not
president.
Everybody per se, but anyway.
But the majority marched, of Zimbabwe.
The majority of Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Moving right ahead, the MBCA Bank, a unit of South Africa's Nedbank Group, has now started the process of changing its name, which was first announced 3 years ago. The bank will adopt its parent's name and Nedbank. The Nedbank Group, which is the fourth largest bank in South Africa by market capitalization and customer numbers, has a 74% stake in MBCA. Old Mutual Zimbabwe, whose parent is the controlling stakeholder in Nedbank, rather, owns 18.3% shareholding in the Zimbabwe Bank, while employees, through a share ownership trust, control 0.66%. This is according to the Financial Gazette in Zimbabwe. So do you think we're going to have a lot of banks actually coming into Zimbabwe and operating, or rather, maybe a lot of the banks that were operating in Zimbabwe were operating on pseudonames, and maybe they'll start changing it. We have APSA, whatever all these other banks are called, coming from South Africa or from Zambia coming into Zimbabwe.
Definitely. Already we've got Ecobank. Mm-hmm. Ecobank was in Zambia, it's now in Zimbabwe already. Mm-hmm. So if MBC has changed to Nedbank,
uh-huh.
and also Barclays was bought by a Malawian bank, mm-hmm. so
Barclays was bought.
Well, yeah.
No, is it a scenario that you're giving?
No.
It was bought. No, Barclays is a British bank.
Exactly. The Barclays Zimbabwe.
Oh, okay.
Barclays Zimbabwe. I'm not talking about Barclays as an international.
Guys, if he lies, just tweet him at the Marcus ZW, because he's the one who's lying. It's not me. But anyway, go on with your story.
But I'm just saying that this is what it is. You can check out a couple of papers back.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Even
okay.
If you check it online, you'll get that.
All right, but I mean, listen, again, it's a new dispensation. We just hope that whoever is coming into Zimbabwe is also going to do things that are going to benefit the locals, because we are really, really, really tired of international companies just coming in to prostitute us in terms of our labor, not prostitution. I'm reading something called prostitution. You hear about it just in a few seconds. But anyway, we're tired of international companies coming in and just looting our profits and taking them back to their countries and not benefiting us as a people. And we need that to change as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, definitely. We expecting.
We're pregnant. We're expecting in Zimbabwe, and we're hoping for the best. So, talking about prostitution, I mean, a prostitute tormented after falling in love with horny married men. This is a headline that was in the Edge Metro. So, a 19-year-old self-confessed hooker, which I really don't agree with, regrets giving her contact details to her married former lover, who is now tormenting her, demanding free sex. Titi Kujeke narrated how she was forced into prostitution 3 years after she was drugged and raped at a party. So she goes on to even in this article, this young lady goes on to mention that this man comes in the dead of the night just to have free sex with this young lady. First of all, on the first address that the president did, as the president of Zimbabwe, he touched on a lot of things, eradicating corruption, on the economy and etc. But highly did he touch on human rights, and a lot of people raised concern of him not touching on human rights, seeing that in Zimbabwe they've been violated. Let's talk about prostitution. Do you think that we'll eventually come to a stage in Zimbabwe where we're going to have commercial sex workers?
We're still far from that.
Why? No, but why though?
Basically because looking at the issues that are being pushed forward in Zimbabwe,
uh-huh.
Economy and people having jobs and people making sure that they pay bills and everything,
uh-huh.
the economy being revamped,
uh-huh.
is what's key. So everything else...
But human rights is one of the most important thing that a country should address. And if you're going to be a leader and you're going to address people, that's the main thing that you want to touch on. For you to gain some sort of like support, because either way, the commercial sex workers are individuals that are going to be able to vote. There's the LGBTI community that has been violated for many, many years in Zimbabwe. So it's just, for me, it raises concerns, or rather, it's just questions that I'm posing up to anybody else who's also listening. If you're listening at home, let me know what you think about this. And I don't want to put you on the spotlight. I mean, already you're in the spotlight. Under pressure. But let's talk about young people and drugs, because you see that this young lady states that she was raped and 3 years back, meaning she was below 18 and she was below 16 possibly when she was raped. And let's talk about the parties that are happening and young people being exposed to unsafe sex and drugs and alcohol. You as a young person, what do you think is your responsibility as a young person?
I think we need to come to a point where we talk about real issues, and if ever we're going to engage in sex, mm-hmm. at least do it the safe way.
Yeah, you can't stop young people from wanting to have sex.
That's,
young people that's dipping it and doing it.
Exactly, because I'm
smiling because you still like doing it.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, a few years down the line, when I was still within the period of being a teenager,
yeah.
obviously that was a high for me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, sex is
but high. I'm just saying, at least now, let it come to a point where at least people are cogitating and say, if ever it's going to be like this and like this. Mm-hmm. And also parents also need to have a point where if ever your kid is going to go to a party, mm-hmm. at least go and pick them and drop them up. Because some of these kids...
But you know, when you do that as a parent now, you're also putting yourself under pressure and you're also making the kid to be more rebellious. I feel like parents should talk about sex to their kids. Listen, or to these parties that you're going to, there's chances that you're going to get raped or you're going to have sex. And if you want to have sex and it's of consent as a young person, use protection. Condomize. But if you can't condomize, you know, you can abstain, you can be safe, you can condomize, or do it yourself. So the
whole... Do it yourself, though.
Yeah, it's a new one. Do it yourself. But listen, young people, just make sure that you're safe. And I mean, for such young ladies like this young lady that I just spoke about, you know, it's sad that we're going to that, but I hope things are going to change eventually. We're going to have more employment opportunities opening up for young people, and yeah, we can move forward as Zimbabweans. Definitely.
We're still hoping.
But you know what? Because we said we're going to have some songs, so we're going to have a song. Our very first song is Joy, and it's a remix of PD, The Ghost, featuring Resilience, GZE, and Calvin. Talking about Calvin, we've got some information soon after the song.
Damn. I feel better already. Thank you so much for making us your number one selection.
Toast, kuna mabowlers. Aunganize njani. Let's drink to the hustlers. Varikuputsa mari. Cheers, kuna DJ. Arikufaisa party. Tombo deura mbijana. For my cheese, aripasi.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's drink to the hustlers. Van Kuput Samari, cheers, kuna DJ, Arkufais Apache, Tongo Leo Ambijana, for my cheese, Aripasi.
I'm feeling childish, if I'm good, Zala and Yuk. Link in my gang, but not the Kalebus. Get a couple of shorties, a lock shins, and get a bantuin. We set in the mood, ripe leg, and no sex bantuin. My wallet is a symmetry, pet on my dead president. Who's a new at the bar? Just pay a year to say. Very few can relate, cause this is big boy business. You can learn a lot, cause we live in
this.
The more we attack, the bantuana 7 bees are necessary. 7 quite the bafanas. But there is nothing that can do to me. Channel, cause I'm here, I'm a gang, I'm a scissors, and it's all.
Let's go.
Now still kupla kwa full tank mujagwa. Maburo muchikwama, my baby. Ande ku joy, joy. Ande ku joy, joy.
Ipatula le jabulele, pete nyugu la bafas. In that mini cooper switching lanes. Batu yanzani.
Joy, joy.
Vere liava.
Joy, joy.
Ewe.
Ta spakwa, ta broka, ta dakwa, ta noka.
Ijinsi valabanyi lukeke bona bahama.
Joy, joy.
Tina standu bina.
Joy, joy. Tiku celebrate a life, tiku elevate a grind. Tena piacho haizi raita, tina pressure ni ma price.
Go.
Ziriku plaka, hakuna matata. Maplata patafra, zihuta ni madada. Magandanga, covered banja mbanja. Team ya zimandara, ndiriku chaga baby mata. Mashoti takila, agnisha esa stamina. Nasi ndino zima, nejima margarita. Kumuka makuse, nine amnesia. Skiri repa hangover, chimotion picture. Baby go lucky, upenyo we party. Lichi spila bubbly, daka bata zichari. Kana ujishanda, kaya CVT, pinze pasa. Baby take a dozen, nasi chimbo ita muskans.
Toast to my bowlers, anga ni zanjani. Let's drink to the hustlers, welcome to Samari.
Let's drink to the hustlers. Valko put some money. Cheers, kuna DJ. Alko face a party. Tongo de orambijana. Fuma G's are the pass.
Na still kuplakwa. Full tank mujagwa. Maburu muchikwama. My baby. Ande iku joy. Joy. Ande iku joy. Joy.
Zwa.
Zwa.
So that was the remix of Joy by PD The Ghost featuring Resilience, GZE and Calvin. You know, everybody always accuses me of not playing their songs, but here we go. We played your song, but Paul, shout out to you. I love the song and I think it's good energy. We call him Paul Dendere. Others call him PD The Ghost. I don't know what everybody calls him, but I don't care. I call him Paul Dendere because that's what I know him of. So, you know, there's been a lot of stuff happening in the music sector, and there's an article that I saw recently that was saying list of well-known musicians who have gone into farming as more and more music fans are not attending live shows. So the article went on to say the deepening liquidity crunch has resulted in more and more music fans not attending live shows, a development that has forced some artists to think outside the box and venture into other income generating projects like farming. Artists such as, I don't know his name, Alec Macheso, Sulumani Chimbeto, Peter Moyo, Matthias Mere and ETC, amongst others, are some of the artists who run farming projects. Let's talk about the music. Is the music in Zimbabwe actually paying? Are artists getting paid? Because you find that some of these artists have so many projects, but are they being paid? From your experience, rather.
From my experience, one thing that I realized, if you're going to drop an album or you're going to drop something in Zimbabwe, it has to be a dollar or something.
At least
everybody can access it.
Is that like 10 grand?
If it's not exactly, basically that. If it's not that, then people are going to pirates want to ban your disc, sell it at a dollar, so you might as well just get used to the dollar vibe. And also coming out back to shows now. Shows is quite tricky because if the liquidity crunch is that hot, how the heck am I going to go to a show and spend the last $50 that I have when I still got bills?
Yeah, you see, that's the thing.
So at the end of the day, it doesn't tally.
You know, but it's Winky D has been doing well though, because actually tonight he's going to be playing at the Harare International Conference Center. Not that we're advertising for him, but he's one artist. We spoke about him last week on the show.
He's been constant.
And he's been very much constant. And he's playing.
And it's actually dropping. He's dropping an album.
It's an album, yeah.
Yeah.
And from what I see, because I'm in Harare, everyone is talking about it. It's a buzz. I foresee a lot of people going to it. I'll try to attend, then we'll update you on Twitter. You can follow me at GilmoreTWE. Listen to me just giving you my Twitter handle. What's your Twitter handle, brother?
The Marcus ZW.
And on Instagram, what are you?
The Marcus ZW again.
Okay, so you are The Marcus. There's no other one besides you.
There's only one The Marcus ZW in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah, man. So maybe we might attend Winky D's show, actually. And we'll be tweeting live if we do attend. If we happen to send someone to attend on behalf of the Gilmore T vibe, we'll let you know next week how it turned out. And we want to keep you updated on what's happening on the local things. And please do go support local music. And if you like it, purchase it. If you don't like it, don't buy it and don't waste your time going there. Right?
But I feel like you should just buy it, though.
Well, you need to support local. Yeah, no, but you can't support crap. You need to support things that you like. So we can't just, you know, support stuff. Even on the show, we just don't play music. So if we play your music here, possibilities are you're doing a good job.
okay, maybe if you were to put it that way, but I'm still convinced you gotta support, no?
We gotta support. But listen, we are supporting. We played Joy, a remix of PD, the Ghost song, with Resilience and Calvin. And talking about Calvin, he's a new daddy. Congratulations,
yeah, congrats.
At least he doesn't shoot blanks.
I won't say anything about that, though.
No, Calvin, listen up. Congratulations to you. You need to work extremely hard and make sure that you feed that little boy. His name, your little boy, actually is called King Calvin Jr. I have something against naming your child after yourself. I really think people should just allow their children to have their own identity. I would never name a kid of mine Gilmore Jr. Never. Would you name your kid after you?
Well, I'll give them the markers, though, either way.
No. Don't give
okay,
them.
I'll add a couple names and drop one.
No, you already have too many names. That's just a burden on the child.
Exactly, but I'm just going to give them two, though.
Yeah, but then don't give them your name. Find them their own name so they can be their own individual. That's just my thoughts, and I think I'm going to stick to that.
But I think the second ray has got a good ring to it.
No, bruh, just leave this. But anyway, Calvin, congratulations. I am so happy for you. I mean, he's been doing very well, and he's been winning hip-hop awards. He's been touring the world, and he just shared this, a picture of his little child. So congratulations. You were so yellow-boned. I'm looking at the picture now. I'm like, damn it. Are you all using Diprozone? But listen up, no shade. Calvin, my brother, congratulations, and look after your child. Work hard. Make sure that when you're doing gigs, they pay you. Do not ever do free gigs. Do you do free gigs sometimes? In your industry, actually.
In my industry.
Yeah.
It always comes back. Do we share a common interest?
Okay.
I do it because we share a common interest. But if it's not about that, It's gotta be about the paper. But at the end of the day,
it's about the paper. You need to pay your bills at the end. Exactly. You need to pay your bills. So anyway,
I need to buy your drinks as well.
You need to buy a drink. I don't think it's about drinks. You need to buy property. Black people need to start buying property. Black people need to start investing. Black people need to start saving money. It's not about the drinks and the jewelry and all this fancy shit that you're like buying. Sorry, I'm sweating. Hey, today is bad. But anyway, we need to start investing. And let's move right along. The VID officers is given 100-day ultimatum to stop corruption.
Oh, yay!
You saw that?
Yeah.
You saw that. So apparently the Transport Infrastructure Development Minister, Dr. Jerome Kumbo, has given officials from the Vehicle Inspection Department, that's called VID, a 100-day ultimatum to stop corrupt activities or risk prosecution. Speaking at a press conference in Harare yesterday, I'm reading from the internet, guys, don't worry. So yesterday was actually on Wednesday. So speaking at a press conference on Wednesday in Harare, Dr. Kumbo said if the VID officials fail to heed government's extortion, senior managers will have to face the chop while the remaining officials risk being rotated on a weekly basis around the country's various depots. There's a lot of chopping happening in Zimbabwe.
Exactly. Reshuffling, and now it's no longer reshuffling. At least reshuffling was better.
Yeah, no, but then this is like too much, though.
It ain't too much.
Yeah, because we're trying to eliminate corruption.
Exactly, because that's one thing that has taken this country far, far way backward. So you gotta cut off. If you're eating the money, we cut you out. We put somebody new. And let's hope they don't eat the money as well.
Oh, well, you never know. What if it was your father who was chopping that money? Let's just, what if? It's a possibility.
Well, I'll tell Dad to keep it on the low.
Because you see, you're still promoting corruption.
Hey, funny enough, though, it always comes back to one thing. The other day, it's
about you, though.
It's about you.
Yeah, it's about your livelihood. Yeah. But I mean, listen up. I, for one, I just got my license, nice and free.
Congrats!
Yeah, so,
for real, though?
Yeah, no, I did. Why are you questioning me?
Well, I'm just saying, though. I'm just checking.
No, I got it fair and fair, and I mean, a lot more people are going to get their licenses and things like that. And
Well, I haven't got mine yet. I'm hoping that I'm also going to get it free and fair the same way that you did, and also seeing as it may. Dr. Kumbo, way to go. Good step on the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, but my biggest worry, though, with this whole chopping and removing people in position is that the handover, takeover processes, are we actually maintaining those, or we are, whoever comes into place is going to start from scratch trying to keep up with, or rather trying to know what was going on? Are we actually doing a handover, takeover procession in all these departments? Because even ZBC chopped off people, and all the time, by the way, I work with ZBC and I do some projects with them. I feel like every time I talk to them, I'm talking to new people. And no one knows, when you talk to this new person who's just gotten into power, they have no idea of what's going on. And I mean, are we just not in the same shit?
We're still in the same shit, definitely. It's like I told you, it's quite a scary situation left, right, and center in Zimbabwe. But all I'm saying is, it's going to take a whole lot more than we actually anticipate. Because if you cut somebody out, if you pull somebody to implement something, which means at least now you need to have at least, let's say, a map of some sort to say you're going to handle it like this,
exactly.
Because a lot of these people, they just jump in, he's clueless, and he figures everything on his way out. And half the time, he's going to mess it way better than the person who's actually corrupt.
Yeah, no, but not that we're promoting corrupt people to remain in power. They need to be plucked out like weeds, because our economy and many of our sectors have gone down because of the corruption. And also this thing of employing our relatives, and we think they're going to do a good job, and they're not even being functional in this position. So yeah, I would say bravo to the new dispensation and bravo to the new government. Am I convinced that I'm going to go vote for the new dispensation? Not yet. I just saw a billboard written, ED, what? Here's my vote. And it's something that I'm going to talk about later on. But hey,
does he has yours though?
And I don't think so yet. I mean,
time will tell.
He has to convince
me. At least we're still up until what? Up until June, right?
Well, but if he buys me a residential stand, buys me a house,
that's exactly what we're talking about. Money. That's corruption. So how many people does he necessarily?
He flies me into South Africa for my Cliff Central show every Friday at 1 PM. I would appreciate it. I think that would be amazing, right?
What you're expecting is an arm and a leg, or pretty much the whole body.
Yeah, but then it's also about my personal fulfillment. That's what I want for myself. And if the ED can do that for me, I would appreciate it.
And how many millions do we have in Zimbabwe of people who would actually appreciate or want this very same thing that you actually want?
I don't care. I would appreciate it more. I think selfish, but listen up. What are your thoughts about these many topics that we touch here on the Gilmore T Vibe? Let me know on social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEE Vibe. Would love to hear from you. And you can tweet me at Gilmore T EE, and also tweet the station at cliffcentral.com, and tweet the guest for today, the live mannequin, at the Marcus ZW. So meaning he's the only Marcus in Zimbabwe. ZW means Zimbabwe for those that are dumb and blonde and have no idea of what we are talking about. This is why it means.
Almost say Slay Queen though, but
Slay Queens,
I didn't say that though.
For the Slay Queens, and talking about Slay Queens, the next person that we're gonna play a song from, she's not a Slay Queen, but she's actually an Afro soul musician. She's been doing incredibly well, and her name is Tariro Negitare. She's got a song called Chitima, which I really, really like, and I saw them perform it with this amazing group called Nobuntu, an ensemble of all female vocalists in Harare some time back. I think in 2016 they performed this song, and I fell in love with the song called Chitima. So here is a Chitima from Tariro Negitare. That just simply means Tariro and the guitar.
Oh, and the guitar.
And the guitar. Yes, we're English, man. Three.
Who are you?
Welcome back. If you're joining us, you are listening to Gilmore T-Vibe here on Cliff Central. Make sure you use the hashtag GTEEVibe on all social media platforms and also tweet me at Gilmore T-Vibe and also the show at Cliff, rather, the station at CliffCentral.com and the guest, where did we tweet you, brother?
The marker ZW.
The marker ZW, trying to sound fancy. So,
it's fancy, right?
So I arrived last night in Harare, where I am going to be part of the fashion mashup. So fashion mashup is just basically part of the, you said it's the Hustlers Market, right?
Yeah, definitely. This coming Saturday.
Yeah, this coming Saturday. But then it's starting this afternoon, like now. I mean, after the show, I have to be like busy with this event. So I'm very much excited. It's being hosted by Motor Republic, Creative Nestlings, and the British Council in the capital city of Zimbabwe in Harare. So the Creative Hustles, they're going to have topics on creative hustles and the code fashion in the digital age. And as part of the ongoing Creative Hustles, Southern Africa Cities, Creative Nestling, and British Council Zimbabwe present Creative Hustles Fashion in the Digital Age in partnership with Motor Republic in Harare. So they are urging everybody to join them on the state of the fashion in Zimbabwe and the rest of the continent and diaspora, and how the digital realm has led to disruption, provided elements like e-commerce, content creation, distribution, and easy access to consumers, designers, retailers, customers, and also communities. Tell me more. You attend the Hustlers Market.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually the resident bartender.
Oh, you're the resident? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so are you going to be the resident bartender this time?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
So you're going to be giving us drinks?
No, I won't be giving you drinks. You'll be buying drinks.
Yeah, no, but I mean, we brought you on Cliff Central. We gave you, like, we pimped you up on Cliff Central. I mean, come on now. I mean, come on. You need to be able to, like, give us something. Not that I drink, by the way. I don't drink alcohol. I drink water and juices.
So sitting is it, man? If it's water and juices, I mean, who would do? At least on my tab, not on Motor Republic's tab, because there we work. So, we can only do what we got.
No, I'm pretty much excited about this one because it's got speakers coming from Namibia, Lia Misika, Gloria Wavamuno. She's from Uganda. She's actually the director of the Uganda Fashion Week. Did you know that? Yeah. Gloria is. And then there's also Elom Yanka, who's from Ghana. They are coming to speak at a presentation that I'm actually an MC at. It's called The Creative Mixer. So I'm so much excited about that, because they're just sharing their experiences as people operating within the African continent and that are pushing stuff. Tell me things that we can expect, because you have attended the Hustlers Market. What should we expect looking at Friday today and also tomorrow and possibly Saturday? There's other maybe extra activities.
Hustlers Market, one thing definitely that you can expect, good food.
Mm-hmm.
You got burger boys that serve a very, very mean
burger. Can you stop advertising them, because they'll never give us free burgers?
Oh, well, I'm hoping they will. Okay, so you can expect good food, good music. And also just a brilliant vibe altogether.
Okay.
That's just there, that people from different spheres of influences within the city, from the ghetto, from uptown,
the ghetto
to that whole vibe as well. It just unites people, and also fashion as well. You can expect fashion, because there's a lot of fashion. You've got people also got stands of fashion.
Oh, nice.
Beadwork as well.
Oh, dope.
So accessories and everything, you're actually supposed to get one.
So Hustlers Market, we are just giving you free advertisement. Please make sure you send us an invoice soon after this. I know we're about promoting Zimbabwean content on the show, but hey, we'll send you an invoice and make sure that you pay us, because we want the money. Or if you can't pay us, you can give all the Gilmore T Vibe team drinks for free. Mr. Abated.
Well, in that case, if they get, I'll be drinking as well. But no, no.
I can't drink. I
can only sell.
Possibly do it, because you know Zimbabwe is full of corruption.
Well, I can't, but I can drink after though.
Do they have like an after party after that?
No, they don't have an after party. So the event usually begins around about 11 and ends around about 4. So it's inclusive. It's more because of that time zone, which means you can come up, you can come there as a family as well. Mm-hmm. Get you chill. You can come there as friends as well.
Yeah, you can also bring your blessers, little ladies that like having blessers. You can bring your blessers. They can buy you some stuff there. Not that I'm encouraging people to have blessers, but I'm just saying this is the reality. No, everybody.
What's happening? The economy crunches on everybody.
The economy crunches on everybody. But listen up, I'm just going to advertise what I'm doing. So I am a host at The Creative Mixer. Please make sure you come through. So this is an incredible moment for fashion creatives in Africa, which brings three young creatives from Uganda, Ghana, Namibia, and Zimbabwe to share their experiences, knowledge, and solutions, exploring different topics. And I'm going to be the host for that. And it's on Saturday, which is tomorrow, the 3rd, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I'll be in Harare, Zimbabwe, and... anyway, I'm already here. And you all can come through and be a part of this and hear what we have to share about the fashion in Zimbabwe and how it's been popping. Talking about fashion and still in fashion, there is a South African Menswear Week that's happening this coming week in Cape Town. And there's two Zimbabwean designers that are going to be showcasing, and they're going along with some Zimbabwean models. So we've got Kid Hunter from Harare and Arakani from Bulawayo, who is now based in Johannesburg. They're going to be showcasing. Do you know of this gentleman, actually?
Yeah, I do. Arakani, brilliant, brilliant designer.
Brilliant, right?
Yeah. Kid Hunter is good. He's one person who's actually raising that flag in terms of fashion in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, he's one of the few designers in Zimbabwe that they have their own stores. No shade to anybody, but I'm just saying.
While other people take offense. Because they're saying, we're still coming up, but Kid Hunter's already.
But, you know, this is the other problem in Zimbabwe. You know, you have people producing crap music and crap things. And they're like, oh, we're still coming up. We're still coming up. When are you going to come and have that baby?
Now you're throwing shit for real now.
No, but I mean, listen, what I'm trying to say is that when you work hard and you put your focus on something that you're trying to achieve, you basically achieve and make it. Rather, I'm making a repetition. English, never liked us. But you make things happen. That's what I'm trying to say. And Kid Hunter has been working extremely hard, and I think he's one of the fashion designers in Zimbabwe, including Arakani, that have been doing very well. So as they go ahead to the South African Menswear Week and represent the nation, represent the country, amongst many other designers from the USA, from Ghana, from Nigeria, from South Africa, of course, we would like to say all the best to them. And yeah, I don't know, you might have a message for them, but I'm just done. All the best to them.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. All the best to them, and we're happy, basically. Over and above that, I mean, you're pushing the brand Zimbabwe
yeah.
on a whole international level. So at least now, all of it, when people actually look, what's Zimbabwe all about at this point? We've got Kid Hunter, we've got Arrow Khan representing us. So.
And we've got so many more. I mean, we cannot mention all of you here because obviously you're not showcasing yourself after Men's Week.
We're giving props to actually those that are actually making a step forward.
We need to give props to them.
No, we give props to actually people making ways and paving and doing things.
Yeah, no, there's others. I mean, David Alford, I might as well mention them. There's Danai of House of Stone. She's doing incredible stuff.
Chinesai.
Who else do I know? Chinesai. Who's Chinesai? Oh, yes, Chinesai Mete. Tough my name, Neng.
Zaguja,
Nkanyeze Tumalunga, Noliwe, Baka, all these guys, you guys are doing good stuff. And many, many designers, if we haven't mentioned you, maybe you haven't given us free clothes to wear.
Because we got to look swanky and stylish.
The Ndawo collection, I forgot the Ndawo collection, they're doing well for the Zimbabwean fashion industry. And
that's jewelry, right?
Jewelry. But I'm mentioning people that have given me stuff for free. You know,
so let me get this. We're still going back to corruption, right?
No, it's not corruption. It's not corruption. This is called brand association and understanding who's going to help you sell your brand. So I help you sell your brand by wearing your piece. And when someone comes like, oh, I want that shirt that I saw Marcus wearing, that's you helping to sell their brand. So you need to understand that. Fashion designers need to understand that.
Okay. So it's definitely not corruption to put it out in the clear.
No, it's not corruption. Yeah. I've had no corruption. I've got no stress at all. There's no deal. There's no problem. There's no deal. You know, have you listened to No Stress, the song by Represent Beats featuring ASAP, Jay Dooms, and Lee?
I just got a vibe of it today though, so I haven't gotten much to it, but from what I've actually, from the bars that they were actually dropping and everything, it's a feel good track, it's a feel good song, definitely must listen. I mean, No Stress going to Valentine's. Man, I'm single by the way, so No Stress going to the Valentine's.
Oh yes, Valentine's around the corner.
God, exactly. Today's the first. What? But definitely we're in February, so it's the month of
love. 11 days from now, because it's the third today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so No Stress going to Valentine's, No Stress buying nobody a present. I'm also very single, I ain't searching for nobody, but maybe after Valentine's we might think about it. So we've got No Stress, and we're going to say No Stress with the Represents Beats featuring ASAP, Jay Doomza, and Lee. Here is No Stress.
Samatambo, create lama 17, you talk of the dash, it in front of the Masalo, what does rock a little stage? At Langa, you see cash. I'm cutting a 2 million of my ears. For the Lagos, I'm a banger, sister, Langa meds, cause I'm too cool to chill and dwell as a 20 jersey. Sweetest a 20 jersey. Bring your own house, not twala, no money cares. Security, you're doing bunga, sabi, no stress. Dan Floyd, all of my moves, study chairs. Old cap in the area. Picture represent beats in the area. I'm a chance, but you call it a prize. So fuck my words, it's all a strike in my area.
Yeah, Lord knows I just wanna party. Come dudes, everybody fighting. Cause we young and we don't care. No, Billy Mina, I got no stress. Yeah.
Representing that plus 4-4, hands up if you rolling with me. Yeah. But I forever love a 263, mad love for the 263.
Yeah, the lack of confidence was causing the curves. Dashes only wanted to save my soul from the worst. Approaching your girl when emerging the words. Clever she could get took by a boy from the birth. Just a celebration for the breadwinners. Listen, you could only eat it if you bled with us. Put your trust in the lion, baby, I love you long. In a clear when I'm feeling your booty bouncing long. And when we tripping up these blunts and covers, don't need a shorty that just loves the moolah. But you know what it look like when shorties want a good time. Yeah, Lord knows I just want to party. Come dudes, everybody fight. Cause we young and we don't care. No, feeling me now, I got no stress. Yeah. Feeling me now, I got no stress.
Welcome back to the Gilmore T Vibe. Make sure you hit us on our social media platforms. We'd love to hear from you. So the hashtag is GT double E Vibe, and you can tweet me at Gilmore T double E, and also at the station at clipcentral.com. Remember, you can tell your friends to live stream on www.clipcentral.com. I can't believe I was actually about to forget that, but hey, this is radio, you have to keep going. So, the award-winning MTV Sugar is set in a cool club's hangouts, schools of Bramfontein and the fabricated township of Zenzele in Johannesburg. This new season brings serious glitz and drama. MTV Sugar is now available on your favorite radio station, Cliff Central. Tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. on the Gilmore T Vibe and listen to these episodes, because we just went into a partnership with MTV Sugar as we began our show last year, 2017. So MTV Sugar Down South follows the lives of young people and tells their stories as they happen. Happy-go-lucky Kostov is the Zenzele's most popular DJ. His uncomplicated life comes to an abrupt halt when he meets Bongi. Kostov makes a life-changing decision in episode 9. Can he live with his choice? So here is Kostov's story.
I'm a one-woman man. Never really been into one-night stands or multiple lovers. Yes, I'm a DJ, and no, I'm no saint. I may have taken a honey home from a gig once or twice, but I love being in love. I love having a girl and calling her mine, snuggling and all that good stuff. I had been single for about 6 months when I met Bongi. She had me at a low with all of that attitude.
Can I have a berry cool, please?
Sorry?
The vodka and berry mixed drink. Something I said.
No, sorry. Let me see what I can do for you.
Do you have a berry cool or not?
I would have to check. The thing is, I do a different kind of mix.
You're okay, just give me whatever mix you have, Gebut.
Okay, coming right up. And then I hit her with my DJ mix and won her over.
Then tell her what to do, what to do, what to do! It's about to get lit tonight. DJ Kostov on the ones and twos. Now everyone, get yourselves a glass of water, or better yet, a very cool. From every single gentleman that is dressed in black, make sure you get refreshments. Now, are you guys ready to party or what?
Bongi was 17. I'm 21. I thought I was done with high school girls, but Bongi was different, mature. We vibed about music that first night. What kind of music are you into?
I like soulful music.
Yeah?
As you have just discovered if you could do me a mess.
Oh, of course, eh? Twinkles in the Night, that is my jam.
Twinkles in the Night, bro. Yo. Cleaning up. Cigarette ash off the table. Sweet, sweet daddy memories.
It's a jingle ditty.
You're amazing.
See, I've been waiting, waiting for you.
I've never felt like this before. And I'm man enough to say it. I wanted to do right by her.
We should stop.
No.
Are you sure? We can stop whenever you want.
I promise.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, though.
Relax. I know how to use a raincoat. You are going to be 100% safe.
97%, actually.
Damn it, babe. Where are the condoms?
Are you tested for HIV?
Oh, yeah, of course I am.
And you're negative?
Yeah, when my ex and I got serious, we both got tested and we were negative, so we stopped using condoms.
I don't know, but I'm on contraceptives. You are HIV negative and so am I. So why can't we have sex?
I thought I'd done everything right. I was responsible, honest, and I loved her. I always used condoms unless I was in a monogamous, committed relationship. And besides, I knew I was HIV negative. When Bongi came to me worried about my ex, I thought she was just tripping.
I saw your ex today.
Okay.
You didn't use condoms with her.
But we spoke about this, didn't we?
What if she cheated on you?
Bongi, I'm not sure what you're trying to get to here. Like, involving my ex-girlfriend into our relationship. She's not even involved.
But she is, Cole.
How?
You and I slept without condoms. So all your exes are pretty much in our relationship.
But I did the right thing and we went to test together.
Do you want to come over to my place?
And do what?
Talk.
What's there to talk about?
I thought we were going to have each other's backs.
Kostov, what I need to do right now is to make sure I look out for number one.
Mommy, what are you trying to say?
Kostov, we're HIV positive. See, I'm HIV positive.
And so am I.
Kostov, so what do you want us to talk about? Yeah, I can't do this right now.
Bongi.
Boy, was I wrong. Never put your life in anyone's hands. You can't control anybody but yourself. I trusted my ex, Bongi, but she was cheating on me. Now I feel like she ruined all our lives and Bongi hates me now. Then things went from bad to worse.
Hey, I didn't expect to see you here tonight.
Oh, I'm leaving Zenzel.
Leaving when?
I haven't booked my ticket yet.
And what about your music video?
I think I'm done with music for now.
You know, it really breaks my heart hearing you say that, especially knowing that I'm part of the reason.
I don't hate you, though. I am angry at the situation.
I get you.
Is this really the end? Has HIV ruined us?
You can change the world. Yes, you could have.
So, Cole, I've been thinking.
Yeah, what about...
I think I might want to stay as...
Yeah?
He's like this awesome DJ that I know now. And I think I might miss his mixes a bit too much.
I see.
Things can't go back to the way they were. But we can go forward. We still have our whole lives ahead of us. HIV is not a death sentence. Yes, we have to make some real changes and be extra responsible about our health. But we love each other. And we can do this. Me and my girl.
That's how we do it ourselves, boy. That's what they call it
ourselves. You're right. Very interesting. So make sure that as young people, we know how to abstain and also be protected from HIV/AIDS, because this is a serious issue that's happening across the African continent, across the globe in general.
Exactly. Because looking at it right now, you're thinking maybe just 5 years from now,
yeah,
the HIV rate, how big would it be?
Yeah, it scares me sometimes because I'm just thinking about it like, oh, you know what? We need to have, we actually need to have an HIV-free generation. But at the same time, while those that are HIV infected, we should not stigmatize them as well. Or
yeah.
We should actually support people because either way, directly or indirectly, we are all affected by HIV.
AIDS.
We might not be infected, but we are affected. Okay. We know a friend, a relative, next door neighbor, and it's, I've got a story to tell about my next door neighbor, by the way. Remind me. And then I'll tell you. But listen, let's be serious. Young people, be protected. Abstain from sexual activities. But if you cannot abstain, be careful, which is B. But if you cannot be careful, be C. C is what? Condomize. But if you cannot condomize, D, do it yourself.
Nana.
That's the only way we can actually have an HIV-free generation, right?
Well, yeah.
But do it yourself is like masturbation. People masturbate. Don't you masturbate? Tell me. When was the last time you masturbated?
I'm saying shit.
Listen, people do masturbate. And now there's dolls. There's this whole bizarre of dolls. There's a female doll that's there.
But I kind of, for me though, it's weird. It's weird and awkward, and I don't see myself in that kind of vibe.
Yeah, but listen, you're trying to abstain from sexual activities. You're trying to also abstain from getting infected with HIV/AIDS. So don't you think you'd rather have your doll? I mean, the ladies have got dolls with huge things, and guys have got dolls with huge bums, and I mean, isn't like I don't know. Isn't like a way of sort of like paving way for an HIV-free generation?
Well, you can't pave away. You can't pave away HIV-free generation using sex dolls or using sex toys.
Yeah, but it's a sex doll.
And what better day that it's going? So what happens also then now to the to we're human.
Yes, we are human, but you know, you are doing it yourself. This is the D part I was talking about, because it's A, B, C, D. A D is something that I just found out. So D is the do it yourself. You're doing it yourself and you're abstaining from HIV. You're abstaining from possibilities of contaminating HIV/AIDS. I don't know. That's just my thoughts.
I know it's your thoughts. As much as might be an option, a viable and a feasible one, for me,
Would you buy the doll?
I won't buy the doll.
You wouldn't buy the doll?
Definitely.
Would you do it yourself? Would you wank? Would you masturbate?
No, I'll get a babe though.
But what if you have run out of babes and everyone else is really like... Oh,
no. I can never run out of babes.
You are the ones that will be doing our animals.
No, definitely.
But listen up, what do you think about this doll issue? Because a lot of people are making noise about it on social media platforms. And obviously, we want to hear what you guys think. And you know the hashtag is GCWVibe. Let us know what you think about the dolls. Ladies, are you going to buy the big D doll? Gentlemen, are you going to buy the big ass dolls? Let me know what you think. Because this gentleman, Marcus, his face tells a different story. He's saying this to you guys so that you can listen at home and think he's not going to buy the door. But he's literally winking at me through us saying, yes, I'm going to buy that door. It's going to be my new bay. I'm going to put a badge here and I'm going to get it talking.
Hell no.
Shout out to you for coming through. Please give us your Twitter handle so we know where people can follow you. And just in case people want to follow you, they know where to get you.
Well, people can troll me on the Marcus ZW on Twitter and on Instagram, the Marcus ZW again.
Or on Facebook.
On Facebook, it's Marcus Genoa.
All right, and thank you so much for joining me in studio. Yes, and to the artist, thank you for your songs, PD the Ghost, Tarone Gitare, and Represent Beast. Thank you guys for making sure that the show is lit with your songs. The name is Gilmore T, the Global Citizen, and until next time, Friday, 1 p.m. on clickcentral.com. See you and God bless.
This is cliffcentral.com.